Is it just me, or does it smell like wrong dog in here? Is it just me, or does it smell like wrong dog?
Sip my beer. I feel like I have beer in my mouth.
But it's unopened.
It's open, but it looks not new.
You so, totally took a sip, probably.
Okay. I just don't remember doing it.
I hate having those moments.
Yeah. I'm like, who drank my beer, bro?
Like, when my weed brain is so bad sometimes, I will forget if I took a shower that day, and I have to go back into my bathroom to find evidence.
Oh, my God. My fucking favorite thing to do on the entire planet is, as everyone knows, I have to take a Wellbutrin every single day.
That's true.
But, bitch, I'm on 300 milligrams.
Is that a lot? So,
yes. I'm on the juice, okay? Yeah. I'm on the pixie stick, crack, you know, whatever.
The Well-Bee.
Absolutely. The true Well-Beezy, the 1-1 cunt.
Yeah. Junie B. Jones, and the B stands for Butrin.
Junie Butrin Jones.
That's you.
Yeah. So I have to take one of these every single day, but I'm so forgetful that often I'll be like, fuck, did I take my Wellbutrin already? Like, I don't remember. And I get these memories from other days of having taken them.
Oh.
And I get too nervous to take it when I have that moment. Because if you take 600 milligrams of Wellbutrin, you're going to, like, seize and die. So you can't, like, take two.
That seems so horrible.
I know. So sometimes I'm, like, walking around and being like, damn, why do I feel like total shit? And it's because I invented having taken my medication and
the Wellbutrin.
It's because I'm on the other medication, which makes me forgetful. So it's not.
Is there not like a little thing you could buy on TikTok or Amazon that's like, oh, once you take your pill, it's like a little indicator?
Certainly, if I was capable of sticking to anything or forming any positive habits whatsoever,
I can't do it.
I'd definitely be, because I have a fucking pill case that has days on it.
I can't even do
Monday,
that.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever the fuck. And sometimes there will be a pill in Wednesday on Wednesday, and I'm like, I must have already taken it.
Oh my God.
Because who knows the last time I filled this up?
No, my brain would not be able to do that.
So
I can't even take like a gummy vitamin or like a Flintstone vitamin every day. That's why I stopped taking vitamins. It was really nice, but then I was like, it's too much to remember.
Is it really nice? I feel like I don't know. I'm the kind of person who I can placebo myself into thinking anything is making a big difference in my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I've paid for all kinds of crazy ass like supplements and whatever, and then been like, oh, I feel great. It must be these $100 pills I'm buying.
I completely agree. The one thing that I might reintegrate back into my routine is my beard cream. When we lived together in our first apartment, vodka couch, I was applying beard cream. Don't know why. I just had like a nice one.
Yeah.
And when I look back at pictures, I remember my beard just being a lot more full, a lot more dark, and like,
yeah,
I might do that again. But
everything in the world of cosmetics,
that has a purpose.
Yes, but there is a learning curve, I will say, that not all of it works.
Right.
So you really do have to just throw whatever the fuck at the wall and see what sticks. But
aren't meds like that too sometimes? But if you want to go on like antidepressants or something, don't you have to try so many different ones? Right. And if one really makes you want to fucking eat and kill yourself, it's like,
then you shouldn't be on that one. But they make you do the ones that most commonly make you eat and kill yourself first.
Awesome.
Because they're the cheapest. So, like, when you go, they're like, okay, so we're gonna put you on Zoloft, and then you have to be like, no, you can't put me on that. Like, I don't think you get it.
Yeah,
one more pound, I'm swinging from a ceiling fan. You don't get it. There's no margin for error on this. If I have one more McDouble, and it pushes me over the edge where people start seeing me differently.
Like, you're giving me a super depressant, like,
right,
come on, girl.
So let's wake up.
Yeah,
we got to skip that step. No. So then they want to put you on Lexapro.
Soloft, Lexapro. They sound like software development apps.
These, and Lexapro is the great boner killer of the antidepressant world.
I see. So Lexapro makes you not horny.
Yes. Okay. I mean, all of them could have several of these effects, but famously, Lexapro is the anti-horny. Zoloft is the big and fat and sleepy.
I see. And right now you're on Wellbutrin and...
Yes. So Wellbutrin is not an SSRI. Wellbutrin is its own special category where it's kind of an upper. So when you first start taking it, you might feel like...
Super like... Like Adderall-y?
And creaky. Yeah, right. Exactly. Like you're kind of tweaking out all the time.
I see.
But then it settles and you stop noticing that you feel that way and then you feel great.
I see. Do you experience a come down at the end of your days when like the it completely carries
you do until. Experience a come down if you're like me and you take several days off by accident.
By accident. Laying on the ground, sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. Sleeping past a point of the day, because sometimes it'll be like, oh, I forgot to take it for sure. Now it's 2 p.m. I'm not going to take my crack pill at 2 because then I'm not going to go to bed. So I should just call this day a wash. But if that day happens 3 days in a row,
yeah,
where you realize you need to take your pill at 2.
Yeah. All of a sudden.
Then you just haven't taken your medication for 3 days and wonder why you feel like garbage.
And I've reverted back to like a swamp monster.
Exactly.
I see. Okay. I see.
Much to consider in the world of pharmaceuticals.
I have never been on medication like that. Never in my life.
Good for you. I live in fucking fear of the fact that I'm probably going to have to be on them forever.
But it's also like I have such an unhealthy relationship with like maybe weed and alcohol, but at least sure. I know how to temper that to a point where it's like...
Yeah. My body will like do some really scary shit to me if I stop. Like if I was just like cold turkey, I'm not taking any of my stuff anymore, it would be like really bad.
Like your brain or like your body physically reacts?
Both.
Wow. I would not be able to handle that.
So, yeah.
The
shout
psychosis.
Out to
modern medicine.
Anyone who thought I was capable of making that decision at the age I did.
Yeah.
Now it's too late. But, you know, I feel all right.
Just go to Peru and, like, find a witch doctor to kind of, like,
I don't
know, give you some grass tea or something.
No, insurance doesn't want to cover hypnosis these days. They don't want to cover electroshock therapy. They need to put you through the ringer first.
Yeah.
Make you boomerang a fucking yo-yo 40 pounds up and down all the time. They need to put your body through all kinds of crazy taffy pulling bullshit.
Yeah.
And,
I've been hearing a lot about EMDR therapy, where they, like, completely, like, overload your senses in order for you to process.
EMDR.
Where they like overload your senses in order for you to process trauma. So it's like the light bar situation, like all that shit, like headphones,
they
visual
like,
gag.
Microwave you basically and hope that you reset.
So that like your body can't focus on anything but like processing the trauma, you know?
Wow, that sounds really horrible. That sounds like Cronenberg.
Yeah, it's like for the bad trauma cases.
This is why like ketamine therapy is often discussed as a way to cure depression, because they put you in a medically induced K-hole basically, and then from that K-hole when you come back you're like, oh my god, life is so beautiful.
And you have to like, go into the K-hole at the facility, which I didn't know,
like at the doctor's office.
So I just thought that people like were prescribed little capsules of K,
but they like put K in your blood and then like they watch you K-hole basically, and then when you come back out, you know, the vivid beauty of the world becomes so much more apparent because you've been in a fucking K-hole.
And bitches go in there with like coloring book, like I've seen TikToks of people being like, time for my 4-hour K-hole session,
right?
And I'm like, so like what would I do? Would I be comfortable with watching them watch me K-hole?
I guess you kind of have to be.
Do they take notes? Can I ask to be recorded?
It to me feels like a situation where they put you in a big padded room.
Yeah.
And there's a one-way mirror.
And they just tell you to have
fun. A two-way
fun.
Mirror. Sorry. Yeah.
A one-way mirror.
A one-way mirror. So a mirror.
Yeah. So a wall.
A wall with a mirror on it.
Yeah.
It just seems not.
I don't know. I don't want to put K in my body.
No, me neither.
Maybe I haven't. I never knew.
Probably.
That
you never know what stuff's cut with these days.
No, we. Ever since we talked about the tap water situation, I've only drank tap water. I don't filter that shit. I drink it straight from the noose.
like from the sink. Like I don't even put it in a cup.
And sometimes from my bathroom sink.
Right, exactly. Completely. I drink tap water at work to show dominance.
I fucking love tap water. But ever since we talked about how there's like.
Please, all employees, please make sure they're refilling the Brita when they only leave a little bit left. I'm like.
They say that at your work?
Oh, yeah.
bitch.
They're like, someone left only a little bit of water in the Brita. I'm like, maybe because you people are retarded and drink from the fucking Brita, you're experiencing this fake problem.
You're like, fuck office politics.
I drink from the sink, bitch. I drink from the goddamn spigot.
Literally, or like, go to a water fountain.
Right, wake up. My honest to God least favorite invention, worst thing that's ever happened to me, is the refrigerated Brita pitcher.
Yep.
And people fucking love it. People fucking love it and refuse to drink out of anything else. Refuse to have anything else because they can taste it. It's the Brita. It's the Brita taste.
Shut like, the that's fuck why up. Your teeth are going to fall out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Because you need the fluoride, girl. You need the lead.
All the shit that's up in the tap water. I'm telling you that.
What's up, sis? Looks like you still haven't coughed up the price of a goddamn small iced coffee for limitless access to the Thought Topics cinematic universe. It's fine. We barely care. We just want you to know that you are choosing to miss out. On purpose. Join the sisterhood today at patreon.com/thoughttopics and gain access to a bi-weekly premium episode, plus our new weekly bonus show for patrons. Wake the fuck up, little pig.